KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports, the Atlantic High School and Atlantic Activities Department announced Wednesday evening that Jeff Ebling will be the next head boys basketball coach for the Trojans. Ebling comes to Atlantic from Norwalk, where he's been an assistant coach for the past 3 years. His other coaching stops included 1 year as an assistant coach at Green High School, 7 years in Ottumwa as an assistant, 2 years as head coach at Fairfield, and 4 years as an assistant coach at Des Moines Roosevelt. He's been a part of 3 state tournament teams, including last season with Norwalk. Ebling is a graduate of the University of Northern Iowa with a bachelor's degree in elementary and middle-level education. He also obtained a master's degree in coaching and athletic administration from Concordia University, Irvine. He's been teaching at the middle school level for the past 16 years. Mr. Ebling will be teaching social studies at Atlantic Middle School starting in the fall of 2018. Jeff and his wife Erin plan to move to Atlantic as soon as possible. Erin Ebling will also be teaching English and language arts at Atlantic Middle School next fall. The school stated that Coach Ebling's experiences and background will be a great asset to the Trojan basketball program, and he's looking forward to meeting with the players and working with them and the basketball staff in the near future. Ebling takes over for Alan Jenkins, who recently announced that he's leaving to become the head boys basketball coach at Southeast Polk High School. Atlantic's Niall Petersen has qualified for the Class 1A state tennis tournament. Petersen picked up a semifinal win in Atlantic over J.D. Hitt of Clarinda, 6-2 and 6-love. Creston's Dustin Merritt then forfeited the final due to cramping, making Petersen the district champion. Merritt advanced to the final with a 3-set win over Atlantic's Caleb Flory in the semis. Merritt defeated Flory 7-6, 4-6, and 6-4 to earn a state berth. Petersen will compete in the Class 1A state tournament in Waterloo on May 25th and 26th. His teammates, Grant Podaisky and Cooper McDermott, had already qualified for state in doubles play earlier in the day. And in fact, doubles action saw Podaisky and McDermott head on to state as the Trojan duo came in second in the districts. They fell to the team of Joel Ibanez and Adam Confirst of Glenwood in the finals 6-1 and 6-2. Both of those doubles teams head to the Class 1A state singles and doubles tournament at Burns Park in Waterloo. The team of Podaisky and McDermott finished eighth at last year's Class 1A state tournament. The top two doubles teams and individuals from district play at all 8 sites yesterday, advancing to the state tournament in those classes. Atlantic clinched the district title as a team as well, as they won with 21 points on the day to run away from the pack. Creston was second with 14 points, and Clarinda was third with 13 points. The Atlantic doubles team of Podaisky and McDermott go to state, and Niall Petersen, as we mentioned, also heading off now to state. Kemper Catholic won the district tennis tournament at Denison Wednesday. The Knights racked up 23 points to advance to the sub-state. They'll host on May 19th. In singles play, St. Albert's Reed Miller was the champion with a finals win over Tanner Finken of Kemper Catholic, 2-6, 6-4, and 6-4. They both move on to state. In doubles action, Kemper Catholic's Cam Pilley and Justin Schroeder won the title with a 6-3, 6-1 win over Denison's Jaden Hayden and Sean Moran. Both of those duos will head off to state. Also in tennis yesterday, in girls' action, it was Shenandoah downing Denison 7-2 in regular season play. Also in girls' soccer yesterday, it was Atlantic defeating AHSTW by a score of 3-2. That match was a completion of a game that was previously stopped by Lightning. Also, Lewis Central beat Denison 10-0. In high school golf yesterday in the Missouri River Conference tournament, Sioux City East won that with a 355. Abraham Lincoln was the runner-up at 367. Abraham Lincoln's Madison Frichter of AL was 83 yesterday, shot an 83, good for runner-up medalist honors in that meet. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Mark Trumbo delivered a tie-breaking 2-run single in the 8th inning. Chris Davis homered, and the Baltimore Orioles beat the Kansas City Royals 5-3, ending a 7-game losing streak. Jonathan Schoop had 2 hits and scored twice for the Orioles, who had lost 18 of their previous 21 games. Lucas Duda homered and drove in 3 runs for the Royals. Elsewhere in the American League, Texas over Detroit in 10 innings, 5-4. Houston beat Oakland 4-1. Yankees over Boston 9-6. Toronto beat Seattle 5-2. In the National League, Cincinnati topping the New York Mets in 10 innings, 2-1. Chicago Cubs beat Miami 13-4. Philadelphia over San Francisco 11-3. San Diego edging Washington 2-1. L.A. Dodgers beat Arizona 6-3. In interleague play, it was Cleveland over Milwaukee 6-2. Pittsburgh beat the Chicago White Sox 6-5. The L.A. Angels 8-0 winners over Colorado. Atlanta beat Tampa Bay by a 5-2 final. In other baseball news, Boston Red Sox left-hander David Price was diagnosed Wednesday with carpal tunnel syndrome after twice experiencing numbness in his pitching hand this season. Red Sox manager Alex Cora confirmed the diagnosis prior to a game at Yankee Stadium, which Price was supposed to start. Price was sent back to Boston on Tuesday for tests after experiencing numbness in his pitching hand during a bullpen session on Sunday. He was forced from a game April 11th with the same symptoms after allowing four runs in the first inning, the shortest start of his career. Cora described it as a mild case of carpal tunnel and said Price will rejoin the team Thursday. He'll throw at Yankee Stadium and then the team will reevaluate his status. Chicago White Sox third base prospect Jake Berger has torn his left Achilles tendon again and will be sidelined for an additional year. Berger first tore the tendon February 26th while running out of ground ball during an exhibition game against Oakland. The 22-year-old re-injured the tendon last week while walking in his backyard and had surgery on Tuesday. Rafael Palmeiro is signed to play in Texas for the independent Claiborne Railroaders at age 53, nearly 13 years after his last major league game. The second-year American Association team also signed Palmeiro's 28-year-old son, Patrick, who's played for other independent teams over the past three seasons. Jason Tatum caught a pass underneath the basket, shook off a hit, and went up for the go-ahead layup with 23 seconds left, and the Boston Celtics beat the Philadelphia 76ers 114-112 last night to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. Tatum scored 25 points, and Jaylen Brown had 24, Terry Rozier 17, and sunk a pair of free throws after forcing Joel Embiid's turnover in the final seconds. Al Horford added 15 points and 8 rebounds for Boston, as they'll move on to play Cleveland for the second straight year for a spot in the NBA Finals. Game 1 is Sunday in Boston. Well, Derek Johnson has been the enemy in Oakland for 13 years, tormenting the Raiders while wearing red for the Kansas City Chiefs. Johnson has now traded sides in the fierce AFC West rivalry, joining the Raiders as the veteran anchor at middle linebacker in a defense that's being rebuilt this offseason. Johnson has been one of the better linebackers in the league during his career, but was allowed to leave Kansas City earlier this offseason as the team tried to get younger. Elsewhere around the NFL, the Atlanta Falcons have agreed to terms with four of their first six draft picks, including cornerback Isaiah Oliver, a second-round pick from Colorado. The Falcons also announced that they've agreed to terms with running back Ito Smith, a fourth-round pick, and their two sixth-round picks, wide receiver Russell Gage and linebacker Foy Olukun. The Pittsburgh Steelers have signed rookie running back Jalen Samuels to a four-year contract. The team announced the deal less than 2 weeks after the AFC North champion selected Samuels in the fifth round. San Francisco 49ers have signed offensive lineman Mike Person to a one-year deal. The team is bringing back a player originally drafted by San Francisco in 2011. Person was inactive his entire rookie season for the 49ers after being drafted in the seventh round before going on to play 43 games the past six seasons. The Philadelphia Eagles have signed running back Matt Jones to a two-year contract and also agreed to terms on four-year deals with all five of their draft picks. Oakland Raiders offensive tackle Donald Penn won't be charged with a crime stemming from an alleged domestic violence incident last month in L.A. The city attorney's spokesman says there wasn't enough evidence to bring charges against the 35-year-old Penn. He says the case was based on an alleged incident in April between Penn and his wife. And the teams for drivers Austin Dillon, Clint Bowyer, and Daniel Suarez have been penalized by NASCAR after the race at Dover. Bowyer and Suarez were each hit with $50,000 fines for their crew chiefs, and both teams lost their car chiefs for the next two races for rear window violations. Each team lost 20 drivers and owners' points. Bowyer was second, and Suarez was third on Sunday at Dover. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.